Yo, 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 this is podcast 18. Tom Torero from Warsaw in Poland. Cześć, we say to our Polish brothers. We've already met one of them. Shout out to Thomas, a day gamer that looks suspiciously like Nick Krauser. But all right, Thomas, I know he's a hardcore day gamer, and we are in Warsaw, I think you say, in Poland. And I say we because I'm in an apartment with a Nordic Viking called Mr. A. All right, Mr. A?
Yeah, hello, I'm Mr. G. This is Mr. A over there.
Oh, apologies, yeah. I'm getting carried away. I'm ahead of myself. Mr. A, he is an exotic Viking, I think, in terms of his cultural roots. All right, Mr. A?
Hey, everyone. What's up?
Nice. And Mr. G, what's up?
Yeah, Mr. G says, what's up? Hello.
What's up? What's up? So there's three of us, and we're all quite nomadic. We're all flowmatic. See what I did there, promoting my new product. So before we dive into a bit of day game discussion, which we're going to do with Mr. G, because Mr. G and I are doing a kind of a mini resi, fine-tuning his day game. So we'll talk about what we've been working on and sticking points and what we're going to go out and do today on the street. We'll kick off with a little bit of flowmad stuff, because both these guys, I believe, have quit their jobs quite recently, or they can correct me. And Mr. A has got some kind of passive thing going as well, and Mr. G is planning on a big Euro jaunt for day game and life fulfillment. So any thoughts on your new flowmad adventures, Mr. G?
It was easier than I thought, pulling it off and telling my job that I need time to travel. I want to go out and do something else for a while, and I'd been pushing that idea ahead of me for years, really, and then in the end it was actually quite easy. I just went for it and said that's what I want to do, and then there wasn't really much more to it.
So you haven't fully quit your job, have you? It's just a sabbatical.
Yeah, at this point, for 9 months, I have one day a week where we agreed that I will work, but only on stuff that I can set myself. So I set my own tasks. I don't have to take phone calls. I don't have to answer emails. And then after the 9 months, I'll see what happens.
Yeah, so you're focusing mostly on day game around Europe and just general lifestyle stuff, yeah?
Yeah, it's definitely day game. That's the reason I'm doing this. That was the thing that my motivation to learn to become a really good day gamer. That's what made me decide to pull through and do this. I like traveling on top of that, so I'm going to try and being more minimal. I have an apartment. I own stuff like furniture, more clothes than I like to wear, more shit than I really need. So now I'm traveling with 10 kilos and. And also, surprisingly, I'm not really missing any of the stuff I have at home.
There you go. Almost Buddhist in the abandonment of possessions.
Mm, yeah.
It just makes things easier, huh? You weigh everything. Like, this is fucking cool. But you do. You are militant in your flight allowance, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's part of this thing is reducing my costs. So then this whole cause-effect chain went off because. Save costs, you want to fly a cheap airline like Ryanair, and they don't let you take more than... They really throw you out if you have a couple grams too many. So I bought a really cheap carry-on suitcase, and I had to measure what I put in it. So I put all my stuff on a little weight scale for food and measured my underwear and measured my... What else? I know, you know, USB stick weighs 8 grams.
Oh, my words. But anyway, yeah, It's important, and we laugh, but recently I flew with a guy on Wizz Air. These are bastards. This is a practical tip for today. Wizz Air have a different minimal size bag measurement recommendation than Ryanair, EasyJet, and the other ones.
Well, it's like there's a standard, right? It's a 55, 40, 20, something along those lines.
They broke the standard, man. They can't do that.
Let me guess your job, Mr. G. It's something in IT.
Yeah. No comment. Yeah.
Well, we're coming back to that when we talk about Dogen. But no, it's a very valid point. But be careful of Wizz Air. Little bastards. They undercut the minimum thing anyway, and they charged us £30 or £40, and it was like a centimetre over. So I have, my practical tip from Flowmad is I have like a gym bag, a squidgy bag, so they can never get you because you just sit on it and you can shove it in the locker, you can shove it under the seats in front of you, and I chuck it in a car. So that is a good little tip. and Mr. A from the same part of the world as Mr. G. You're a flow mode at the moment. You're not in an office. You haven't got a regular job.
No, I decided that I got fed up by this corporate world, and I just chose to live a different lifestyle. So, kind of fed up with the 9-to-5. So, trying out some other ways.
And you've cracked a kind of a digital way to get some passive going.
I've had the passive going on for a year and a half or so, and I'm just continuing that because I just felt that this is more me, and instead of working for others, I just want to increase my the thing that I enjoy the most. And yeah, I can live off it now, but of course we all want more money, so yeah. Just stick in there and it'll be better.
And it's good, I say, in this FlowMad thing, that imagine if you just gave everything up. Like we all gave up our jobs and we did dig in 24/7, or we all hit the beach in Thailand, you would go insane pretty quick, wouldn't you? You'd either become depressed or men need these projects.
Definitely.
And we won't say what you do, but you have a job where you do mini projects all the time.
I create digital products. So, yeah.
It's great that you got like a start point and an end point, and then you come up with another thing and you got a start and an end.
Well, the big key here is that you can't become stagnant. So just keep on, whenever you feel like doing something that you enjoy, just jump in there. Because like if our vision is to relax and, as you say, be on a beach, that's not how a man should like aim for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just having these ongoing projects and
And the point is they don't feel like work.
No,
when it's you that came up with the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I think of it as wanting and needing to have a creative pursuit of some sort, something that motivates me, that I do because I want to, where I can express myself. And I think if we don't do that on a extended traveling year, the atrophy sets in and you end up not really honing yourself in other areas. Just talking to girls all day long is going to feel empty at some point.
Yeah, that's not a man mission. It's part of a man's mission, but it's not a man mission, is it, to sit in an apartment, which I've done many times, and just wait for girls to text you, and then you forget about your health, the food thing goes out the window, you forget about your friends. All these are warning things that I talk about in Tuero Travels or Badass Buddha. Our the new one, FlowMad. See that I got to upsell. That's my upsell for today. What was I going to say, Mr. G? Oh yeah, Mr. G, you're combining like a fitness challenge as well, aren't you?
I like to train in the gym. I haven't for a couple months. I just cancelled my gym membership because of this traveling that I'm now doing, and a new opportunity has come out of that where I can learn a lot. Because I won't have a gym, so I bought some elastic bands and I looked up on the internet exercises for elastic bands and body weight resistance stuff, and I've ordered one of these TRX devices. So I got all this new stuff, and now I want to see if I can get really ripped working out without a gym.
Mr. A is going, because Mr. A is really ripped. He's a big dude. And last night we were having food and I could see Mr. A's point. I can see your point as well. I like this idea of like just sticking your middle finger up at gyms. I think that's quite fun that you can do it all yourself for free. But Mr. A, what was your point about?
I like the fact that you can train wherever you are and using your environment. But my thing with the TRX products and whatever products you can buy is that like you can use anything around you to work out. Like push-ups. There's a book from Branson, what's it called? The guy called Branson. Anyways, so he explains how in a small cell where he worked out crazy, like he became super big and
in prison.
I like.
That's all right. I'll buy a prison. You know, I'll just buy a prison and like, I'll get really ripped.
No, but like he was explaining how he did 1,000 push-ups a day. Like one, but I like that. Just using, like, if you're in an apartment, you can use this and that, and just go for it. Just do it. That's the important thing.
Yeah, and it links to FlowMad. Obviously, I'm not an expert in the gym, but I should do an episode on the gym, so we could pull back you two. Certainly get your input, Mr. A, on the gym. Unfortunately, you can't see either of these guys. You can't see Mr. A sitting here. But, yeah, you wouldn't want to mess, would you, Mr. G, with Mr. A? If you saw Mr. A, you'd shit yourself. But then when you meet him, he's a very nice guy. But if I met you in a dark street, I'd think, oh, shit.
Yeah, he's certainly a good man to have on your side.
Yeah. I see why he's your day game wing protection. Right, let's talk about some day game. Because the majority of you listening to this podcast listen to it for day game tips. And I, even in that vlog series that I just did, it was a lot more on mindsets and wider concepts. So I've been trying to get back to just tips and tricks. And when I do residentials, like I'm doing now with Mr. G, we've just been like coming up with little ways to fine tune game, look at game in a very outer game sense, if you like. So should we just recap? Let's pretend we're not doing a podcast because we're about to go out day gaming in half an hour. So we'll do, if we do a recap session of how yesterday was, mm-hmm. we'll pull up the list of things that we're going to focus on today and then shoot the shit, really. Let me give you your phone, mate.
Yeah, that'll...
Oh, it doesn't like my fingerprint. I know why.
Yeah, turning off the pass screen didn't work, did it? Here we go.
There we go, good. Okay, so yesterday, I haven't seen you for how many months?
Well, I met you in Riga in August last year.
August.
It must have been August, yeah. So what's that? That's 3/4 of a year, about-ish.
So in Riga last year, we did all the usual basic stuff, the day game model, the phases of the day game model, all the classic beginner stuff, you know, what to do in the beginning, how to stop, how to go to the front, how to smile, voice, inflections, speed of voice. Then we did teasing, then we did challenging, blah, blah, blah. And by the end of Riga, you were good and you were bouncing girls home and there were some very near misses of dirty same-day lays. I do remember one girl, particularly outside a train station, that was quite dirty.
Yeah, which one was that? The...
that one, yeah.
The experiences all merge after a while, but...
But the point being that you did hit quite a nice level, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, towards the end of... There was 3 or 4 sets where I felt like a complete Superman and at a level where I hadn't been before, so I felt... It really flowed towards the end. There was really a progression across the 5 days that we spent there.
And then, as you said, a few months down the line, we met up again yesterday, and things hadn't slid all the way back to beginner level, but they had slid back to, would you agree, logical level, like following the model A, B, C, number close, which is what most guys, I think, in London are doing. They take the day game model very literally, and they do A, B, C, and it doesn't quite work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like science without art, maybe, in some way, where, you know, all the stuff that you reminded me yesterday that was a little bit off in terms of really getting the girls attracted and making them really happy to keep on talking with me, all those things were there, but somehow I didn't get them activated. It seems like, it's like they disappeared out of my repertoire. They were still there to be activated, so as soon as you pointed these things out to me, they came back real quickly.
I think of them even in a neurological sense, that you are using a different side of your brain. Guys don't understand this, that, you know, the logical side of your brain for your job and most guys' job and for talking to guys and debating, that's one muscle in the brain. But art and music and painting and, I would argue, day game, apart from the alpha shit, all the creativity comes from another side of the brain, a bit like creative writing. Mm-hmm. And if a guy's not used to improvising, being weird, being surreal, teasing, role-playing, storytelling, it's very hard just to say to a guy, all right, mate, run in there and come up with a really cool story. Go. And the guy, he's just come out of the office, usually in London, and he's like, what the fuck? Excuse me, I noticed your coat. It was brown. And that's where we it wasn't obviously like that yesterday, but we were getting stuck in the, you were doing the assumptions, but then we weren't making that assumption into some weird and wonderful story, were we?
Yeah, what's a good example? There's one girl had been to an island that I knew, and what did I told her? Oh yeah, that island, there's 4 churches on it and a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, which is a very logical, factual answer. So we just, the first thing we did was add in a bit of lightness to you and stupidity, and you started telling girls about going to the moon and what the best one I saw was that girl. Oh yeah, we called her Sherlock Holmes. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, yeah, Sherlock Holmes with the big Watson bag. Yeah, you know, I think the part of the reason for this logic thing always coming back and how I talk to girls and to everybody is that I put a lot of. It's important to me that what I say makes sense. You know, I rewrite my mails until I think they really make sense, and I don't want to say stuff to people that I don't myself think makes sense, and it's therefore counterintuitive for the standard me, the me that kind of just developed over time during childhood and teenage years, to just go and talk fluffy stuff that's devoid of content. Really, it felt wrong in the beginning, and it's still difficult to get away from feeling it's wrong sometimes.
Yeah, women are different creatures, and that's not patronizing to say that, in that women are respond to emotions and colorful content. Mystery calls it chick crack. So example topics that I talk about with girls are always shoes, her flirtation, her social media, the fact that she's looking at guys. I accuse, like I've been nagging you, and I nag students all the time. I say the magic word for day game is accuse, because girls like nothing better than you going up to them and accusing them of being like naughty, of being dangerous,
suspicious.
I'm going to tell your mum, I've caught you doing something naughty. And I think the Freudian reason for it is that you become their father, or you become the school teacher that she used to fancy. Yeah, it's a weird little thing that Nick Krauser and I have noticed. We didn't realize we were doing it, but when we watched back all our videos, we said, oh, holy shit, we do exactly the same stack, which is basically, you're a naughty girl. So you do the alphabet at the beginning, you go, hey, I think you look really nice, and then you basically tell her off. And you started doing it. You found a woman who worked in the government.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Outside a governmental building. This was a bit dodgy. But you, what did you say to her?
I would like to be in her office. Yeah, this lady works in the... she's a government official in the Ministry of Education. Sounds like a setup for a porno movie.
And you, weirdly, she wouldn't give the number, so she gave the email, and we thought, oh, that's a bit shit. But
yeah,
you sent a real ironic tongue-in-cheek email to her, didn't you? And she replied.
Yeah, all the closes yesterday turned out to be the ones I thought were going to be going good further on didn't, and the ones where we thought they were dodgy, they responded. Yeah, this one, I wrote her an email complaining about the conduct of one of the ministry officials, complaining to the Minister of Education, and she wrote back, she asked a whole bunch of questions, she didn't continue the role play, but she's interested in keeping on talking, so...
You found a French teacher.
Yeah.
You told her not to teach students bad words and corrupt their minds.
Yeah, well, she was interesting. She was a banker, an investment banker, a French teacher, and a designer of clothes.
So. Mm. And you've been texting her, and she seems a little bit princessy.
Yeah, you know, that's. I'm happy I had this SMS dialogue with her today, because you looked at it, and in the beginning, you know, she would write one, two, three words as a reply to my 10, 15 words. I did try to keep it short, but it was like a mindset thing, because I thought I still have to make sense. I have to sort of go and peddle this boat along, kind of. And then what the change came when you told me, man, you need to, I mean, just tell her beer or wine, ? And when she said wine, she's like, just say 1800,
mm-hmm.
Period, that's it. And she responded so well to that. She ended up actually giving me longer. The shorter my text got, the longer her text got, and that was crazy to behold.
Yeah, it's frame control. Guys misunderstand frame control as something like manipulative, and oh god, why are women playing games, man? It's just human nature, you know. When you walk into a shop and you haggle with somebody, that's a game. When two people are trying to work out a business deal, that's a game. Like, human dynamics is this game. And yeah, that's on the list. Because remember at the beginning of yesterday, you started taking what girls were saying a little bit too logically and almost over-challenging, arguing with them about very practical points. Like, she would say, I have to go. And you would say, oh, but you can spare 5 minutes now, right now, to talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to negotiate rather than telling them what to do or just ignoring straight out what they're what they're going on about and changing the topic.
Yeah. Another thing that I always quote is that if you see women like kids, and again, that's not patronizing or misogynistic. I just mean if you see them as like little animals, little puppy dogs, when a puppy dog like bites your ankle, nips your ankle, you don't like throw it across the room, do you? Or when a kid says something a bit stupid like, no, I'm not going to go to bed, you don't like fight him and wrestle him and like shout at him. You're just like, ah, he's a kid. Like, come, and you just like make fun of it. And the kid goes to bed. So I've seen specifically in Russia where you have to deal with that kind of girl. That's how it works, that you just like smile at her and you're like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Anyway, let's get back to your sticking points, or rather good points from yesterday. So we had good game going on, we had number closing going on, and then I said to you, right, time to take it from social to sexual, amp up the sexual a bit more. So yesterday you were holding her hand, doing the eye fucking.
Yeah, it felt good and right. I just didn't do it before I was reminded to do it. What made the difference then was just encroaching on her space, getting closer after the opener and after she's feeling comfortable.
Slowing your voice down.
Slowing the voice down. Doing the eye fucking, making the occasional spiky comment.
Oh yeah, with you, because this is what I've learned since I've met you, really, to just be even more overtly verbal. Okay. So when you were closing yesterday, you were saying to most girls, listen, let me tell you a secret. You're very attractive. I wasn't actually looking at your... What did you say to that girl? I wasn't
It's all a lie, yeah. It's all a lie. I wasn't actually looking at your rubber boots. I was looking at your butt.
Did you say ass or did you say legs?
I thought I said legs for one of them. The one with the wellies. She had nice legs.
But that kind of thing, you know, just... In Riga, I was trying to make you use the word sexy on every approach.
That's still a good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, still a good idea, because nice guys hate it. Hmm. So you just throw it in. You suddenly say to her, wow, you got a very sexy look about you. Anyway, and then back to normal. And you see the girl, like, go ding.
Yeah, and you don't even have to go and call her sexy. Just use the word sexy in some way, shape, or form connected with her. Like, oh, yeah, I like talking to sexy girls, blah, blah, blah. It's something that it doesn't have to be you are sexy. Just
yeah, and you often use the word quite before it, which is a very good, like...
Or a little bit sexy.
A little bit sexy. It's like a little Meg. You're quite cute. I like that. So if you're scared to say sexy, say a little bit sexy. What else have we got? For today, let's move on for today, because we were going to add in a few things. So yesterday I thought perhaps you were a little bit too statue-like, which is good for like badass game. But to add to your cheekiness, I think you need to move around more. Do you remember that video I showed you where I'm like prodding the girl? And
yeah,
like,
yeah. And what did you say? It gets easier to have the light daytime kino going on when you're moving around than touching her is just another part of moving around, rather than coming out of the... You know, like those people that you see on shopping streets that don't move and then suddenly they do and everybody's freaked out.
Yeah, RSD call that creepy kino. When the guy's learned to, he's read in a book like, touch her shoulder. So he's standing like a soldier and he suddenly goes, you have a sister. Bang. She's like, ah. So I'm a bit like a dodger. I'm always moving around, which gives me a chance to touch her leg. When I do the height thing, I always say, how tall are you? I touch her leg, I touch her shoes, I touch her shoulder. If she's got like a coat that looks like a bear, I'll grab it.
Yeah, yeah. You are animated. You showed me a video of Nick and a video of you, and you are a little Muhammad Ali-like compared to him.
Yeah, different styles. But do you remember I showed you Nick's new technique? I shouldn't be giving this away. Sorry, Nick. Nick opens, and then he takes one step forward. And if she takes it, he takes another step forward. And if you fast forward the video, which we did yesterday, he's taking these tiny little steps like a fighter, like a bouncer who's about to hit a guy, you know, but the guy doesn't see it coming. So he's just getting his arm ready and Nick comes right in. And before you know it, do you remember that girl where his dick is almost touching her pussy? And that took him 5 minutes of like just coming in, coming in, coming in. That's hardcore sexual. But I think today you should just try some cheeky little sneaky moves.
Yeah, you know what I want today. Really, what I want to do is get out and
pick up where I left yesterday. And
slightly longer sets?
Maybe. Yeah, what do we have? Slightly longer sets.
Getting her to talk a little bit more?
Yes, Tom, getting her to talk a little bit more.
I'm just reading from this list that Mr. G's done. Qualify her a bit more. So, like, can you cook? Can you cook Polish food?
Yeah.
Oh, do you can't? Sorry, go on. How tall are you? Because normally, you see, I like really tall girls, and you're kind of like a hobbit. But you're cute.
Yeah, so hang on. Make the conversation longer, and one tool to use is what the qualifying, yeah.
Qualify her. If you don't know how to qualify a girl, just use the question, why? Yeah. So she might go, oh, I've really got into skateboarding. And you just need to go, oh, why? Yeah, easy question. Qualification question. We're going to try more chit crack, which is just to keep it lighter. And we forgot to, but we might do that now. Look up some local facts about the country, right? This is advice for any day gamer if you're going on holiday. Obviously, don't look up logical facts like the population of Warsaw or the history of Warsaw battles. But we were finding funny facts about Warsaw, like Polish girls get married the youngest in Europe. I didn't know that.
How many churches are there in Warsaw?
What kind of stone makes the churches? They put ketchup on their pizza. I don't know. That's not too random, but we can find more random things. Oh, yeah, I tested one this morning. I read online that Polish girls' favorite film at Christmas time is Home Alone. So I stopped the bird this morning and we chatted, and suddenly I remembered. So I said, oh, what's this thing with you guys and Macaulay Culkin? She's like, what? I'm like, why do you watch that shitty Christmas film? And it was a good topic. We talked about Macaulay Culkin, then we talked about Michael Jackson, then we talked about Michael Jackson sucking off monkeys. So there you go. Dirty, dirty. Disclaimer, I don't know if Michael Jackson ever sucked off a monkey. I'll probably get some, like, legal thing. I don't think he did. That's my opinion. What else have we got? I think we're done. Are we coming up to half an hour? Let me check. 27 minutes.
Oh, and God, what are we going to do for another 3 minutes?
You've got to sing a song.
Oh, man.
Or we'll just cut it short. And any last words, Mr. G, about today or this week?
Yeah, learning stuff is cool, and getting better at the stuff you're striving to learn is even cooler, and getting laid just beats it all.
Nice, just with women. No. You looked at me then with sexy eyes.
Yeah, no, it wasn't about the monkey, it wasn't about you.
Yeah, monkeys don't count. Mr. A, you're hitting the streets with us and today and whatever.
Well, my final words are, it's more for myself. Just lean into it and you will be surprised.
That is an awesome phrase. Lean into it, lean into your edge. Comfort is your enemy. I want to get that written on a t-shirt for me. Comfort is your enemy.
Oh, I'll buy one.
That's fucking sick. There you go. Sold. Sold. That's my new online business. Click on the link below. T-shirts and mugs. Cheers, guys, for doing that. Much appreciated, and shout out to any other Polish day gamers. You might see us around. We'll be walking around like Ocean's 11, or rather Ocean's 3. See you next week. Ta-da, bye.